Ready for the show? I'm ready to start.
10, 9, ignition sequence starts. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11. Tower clear.
Hello there, back for Frontech Radio. Welcome back. This is your host speaking, Maarten Horst. And today I have a very special guest. Her name is Sola Lotus, and I have spoken with her this afternoon, and she has a very interesting story to tell. Hello, Sola.
Hello, namaste. Hello, everyone.
Namaste. It's so good to have you on the show. This is your first interview ever on the radio about the things that you have experienced in your life.
That's
correct. So, where do you want to start?
Probably because people who have not seen either beings, you know, our galactic family, masters, ships, all these sort of things, it actually comes partly because the heart is very innocent, that there's a lovingness that's there. And I think a lot of people who have had these experiences, perhaps they weren't expecting it, looking for it, or anything like that. but they were open. And so probably the first thing that comes to mind, there have been so many experiences, was a ship. I was house-sitting for a lady who had a cabin way up on a mountain, and she had this big Russian Akbash dog, and I had my little Bichon Suki and wood stove and the whole bit. And I was on the computer, and I could hear coyotes, and the dogs were barking excitedly, not afraid, but excitedly. And finally, I got up from my writing and came out onto the deck, and in the moonlight, there was a ship. It was about 5 stories high, probably about 150 to 200 feet across. It was just glowing light, a column of glowing light. And about a third of the way up and two-thirds of the way up, there were these discs, sort of like a CD, intersecting the columns. And there wasn't any sound, just this light. And it was so big and so bright, and it was probably about 300 feet maybe from me. And immediately, you know, my heart stopped for a minute. And even as open and as much as I've seen, I wasn't quite prepared for that. And in the valley below, there were lots of houses, and I was so sure that somebody else would have seen this, but at this time it was probably about 1 in the morning. And when the doggies got me to go outside, they kept looking up at me, and I looked down, and they were so excited. And I immediately started scanning the area, and I thought, oh, am I going somewhere? And immediately I felt myself being scanned as well. And telepathically, I got this message, because I had the thought, you know, am I going somewhere? They said, no, we're just doing some work in the mountain here. And it was so beautiful then, the waves of love that came into my body. It was unlike anything that I would ever forget. It's a very refined, sweet love. But what's noticeable is that it's very different from human. And I will say that only in the context that it is of a different dimension, because it still is love, and love is love. So, but it was just incredible. And then I looked over at the computer, and I saw all these people buzzing the computer really quickly. So I ran over, and all of a sudden, there were all these links coming up, people buzzing me that I hadn't heard from in years even. And they were saying, you know, I know you were doing some research for a book on this or that, and all that sort of thing. And obviously, there had been some help from the people who were there. To have all that data coming. So I sat down, I wasn't sure what to do, so I just started, you know, gathering all the data from everyone as quickly as possible and kept running back out, and the ship was still there, and I was saying so to people, and it was really lovely.
That sounds like an incredible story, and but this is very true, this more loving way of treating each other, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, the connection, well, the telepathic connection is so pure. You know, there is no misunderstanding, no gaps in there. And so it's like pure love to pure love. So it's very sweet. And, you know, and I think people will really look forward to that. I remember when, at the time, Senator Dennis Kucinich from the States was being interviewed, if he'd seen or had contact with UFO. And he had the same experience, this sweetness, this incredible love, as did Jimmy Carter. So it was very nice. And the next morning, the woman returned to her home, and I was telling her about the incident, and I looked over into the forest right there, and I could see these wisps of light just darting through, you know, the forest at that time. So, you know, that was quite lovely, all in all. And I could feel them again, just that beautiful love, you know. And sometimes, and people may have this experience, that when they are creating good action, and I mean, when I say good action, not in a judging sense, but in the sense where there will be true upliftment in some direction. And sometimes we don't know even where that upliftment will occur, but it does. And you'll get this radiant feeling in your heart chakra, or your heart, your whole chest will just fill with this wonderful energy. And that's just a little bit of what that's like when they're loving, they're making that contact.
Yeah, It's beautiful.
Yes.
Solar Lotus, I want to ask you something.
Mm-hmm.
It has been some years now, maybe 3 or 4 years, that I follow the messages from the Galactic Federation of different channels. And time and time again, they promised that disclosure will happen and that soon, it's imminent. But now it's almost the 21st of December 2012. And what I understood is that a sentence will take place around this time. So how soon do you think, is it close? Is it close that they will announce themselves on television, or how will it happen? What is your idea about it?
I think, Martin, that's a wonderful question. And I don't think it has anything to do with the logistics and the mechanics of official first contact. There has been so much contact. It's amazing. That's on this planet. But when we talk about official first contact, that is actually the reason that I decided to come forward with some of the stories and of things that I've experienced. It in truth, it's not about the beings or the ships or the masters or any of these things. It is about the humans. It's about all of us, and that we have to come together. This is our test. We have to come together from a value of the heart and light, and we need to not be seeking externally for this. We need to raise our heart love quotient on this planet, like, immediately. I mean, the opening is there. And one of the ways we know that we're raising the consciousness and the love value is the very fact that the sightings keep increasing. This is evidence that they're willing to begin to listen and say, maybe Earth is going to awaken. And I mean, I really think it will, and I do think we're going to see some extraordinary things. I don't think it's going to be quite what people expected. I think our entire reality will completely change. What we perceive, how we live, I mean, everything. And I don't mean just the next stage of, we go from solar power into something else to free energy or like that. I mean an actual quantum leap. Quite unlike anything anybody expected. It's as if you get picked up and then you're taken and put into an entirely new reality that's quite sublime and quite lovely. The number of people that I've experienced and met and opened with, they indicate that we are in for a beautiful time. There are so many beings helping with this at this time. And sometimes I realize there were some videos out where they're trying to invite people and say, well, if enough people watch the videos or acknowledge first contact or this sort of mode, it would be far better if we would just all have global meditations and maybe pulsing something just to keep raising that consciousness, or even, you know, focusing it on different countries as you go around the globe, or focusing it on the hot spots in particular, you know, to help, again, raise the level of consciousness, meditating. Every moment that you can show love to another human being, you help bring first contact. It will come. It's like this. If you decided one day you were going to be a bird watcher, and all of a sudden, then you got your book out and you started seeing all these kinds of birds. It's like that. All of a sudden, there'll be like an ET consciousness, and or we'll say galactic family. And then you'll have that consciousness and you'll realize that they're all right there already. There are masters that will walk up and talk to you sometimes, and they will say very special things. You go, wow, that energy was amazing. And quite likely, that was somebody. There are those that do have the human appearance, but you will notice the energy is different. You know, or in the case of, you know, Grays or some of the other ones, everybody here has some part of, again, the DNA or some mixture of all of this. We're not all just pure humans. And the moment we can begin not thinking them or us or they will come, we're already here. It's just a matter of sort of readjusting our cosmic glasses, and all of a sudden we go, they are. It was already there. So in a sense, we're already in that first contact. We're beyond that, actually. But we're waiting for that 100th monkey, that extra number of people. So we all need to put that love out there so that this will help lift everyone out of their fear, out of their pain, out of their, you know, the things that bind them, that they choose to bind them. And because there's so much more waiting, it's so worth it. And rather than spend the thrust on the focus on the ships and all the other beings and everything, it would be lovely to see the love come forth more in it.
So. I must say that I'm very much looking forward to see the love potential increase on this planet. And I'm doing my best myself to accomplish this via this radio program, to have lovely people like yourself share this message. And but I must say this is quite unique, and I'm very happy that you're saying this.
Yeah. So and the thing is, when you do actually have contact with some of the people, you realize you already have had, and it will almost seem funny, you know. And I think many people are noticing a calmness, a peacefulness at this time, and that's because there is this. It's like, you know, it reminds me of when before someone gives birth to a child. There's like a, everybody knows that it's coming, and yet there's this quietness that happens, you know, before the event. But the volume of sightings, viewings, experiences that people have had are so numerous. It's not a matter that the government needs to pay attention. We already have all this data. Lots of countries put it in their newspapers. It is more commonplace than we think. And we think, oh, what would I do if I met someone like that? It's quite possible you will. One day I was in emergency. I had had some heart issues at the time. And because I'm a yogi, I had changed my heart rhythm and reversed the where it was out of balance and all that. They were all very pleased about that, but just wanted me to sit there some time more. And as I was sitting there, I was scanning in my heart, saying, oh, I wonder if it's this, some little electrical thing like that. And this very tall man with white hair walked up. It's the most incredible energy. And it was dark in there. It was at nighttime. And he just said, you're doing the right thing. Just go a little bit more. I said, it's electrical, you know. And he said, something A, B node. He wasn't a heart specialist. I found out later he was a neurologist. But they said he never talks to anyone hardly. But, I mean, he was such a beautiful master, you know, and he just came up and gave that confirming note and then carried on.
Those encounters are really special, things when you meet people and you have this special magic, and you share something, and it doesn't have to rest a long time, but just short meetings that you kind of exchange something unique to each other.
It's like seeing part of your family, you know. It's like there is this beautiful home nest feeling, you know. And one morning I was walking along the river and with my dog, again, little Suki, but she's seen her share of events, that's for sure. And these two grays walked up right out of the woods, just walked straight up to us. And I just sort of held my breath and for a moment, and then I smiled, and there was this energy. One was much thinner than the other one, and we stood there maybe, it seemed like maybe 30 seconds, but it was more probably like 20 seconds, something like that. And all of a sudden the hand reached out and touched my hand, and no particular information. It was really nice, beautiful. And then they just turned around and walked back into the forest. And so I walked back to my home, and maybe 300 feet, and by the time I was there, I had a third-degree burn on my hand, and I thought, So I went to the doctor, and he immediately reacted and said, well, it looks like your body's reacting to something alien. And I didn't tell him what it was. I just couldn't do it. But he took a biopsy, and sure enough, there was a reaction. There was a very powerful reaction. He said, please let me know if this comes up again. Your body is having an autoimmune reaction. It's very, very strong, actually. We haven't ever seen anything like this. And so, but later that evening, the entire burn, all the blister, everything was gone. It was just completely gone. So I have no idea what that was for or about. It was very nice, though.
It's very interesting because by touching the alien gray, maybe you, I don't know, touched another dimension, or his material was, you know, not from this place. So,
well,
but it is also interesting that after a couple of hours, it went away, the wound.
Yeah, it completely, and there was no mark, no nothing. And in fact, I went back to the doctor 2 days later. He wanted to check it again, and he was amazed that there was nothing there. So he just said, I don't know how. I just told him I put honey on it. I didn't know what else to say.
Yeah.
But
Solar Lotus, I want to ask you another question, if I may.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about, you know, there are many people who are kind of ignorant and watch television every night, and they are in another reality than the light workers are.
Mm-hmm.
But once first contact or disclosure, maybe let's look at disclosure, when it happens, the official announcement is there. I mean, when it's obvious, you know, that they are here.
Mm-hmm.
How will they cope with it? How will they deal with it?
Do you know, I think that they will cope with it beautifully because they're innocent in that sense. They don't sort of have a belief structure necessarily. They might have a fear structure around it, but not a belief structure. Because if they had a belief structure, they would have some interest, be doing some research a little bit here and there or something. They'd have, you know, trying to gain some bit of knowledge to in preparation. But I think they'll be easier. I actually think it may be a little trickier for some of the light workers because they have such a preconceived idea. You know, if... Whoops. Hello?
Yeah, because many light workers have a very clear picture of or idea about what will happen.
Right, but if they haven't actually concretely experienced it, then I think they'll be in for a surprise.
Yeah, very much so. But myself, I, you know, have really no idea how it will happen. I have some vague idea from channels that I read how it will be.
Right.
Like, from Mike Quincy, Salusa, or John Knight.
He's so sweet.
Yes, I mean, because it has news value, you know, it has a news, you know, I read them from curiosity to know what's going on. But what's your idea about it?
Well,
I think how it will happen?
I think really, to be honest, I mean, I'm quite, I don't want to say grounded, but I'm nuts and bolts, I guess. I like to see it right there and understand and share, you know, who we are as well, you know, and because it goes both ways. It's not just, we're not just, they are aware of us and dimensionally. And it is a little tricky for them to sometimes be in this energy. The best way I can describe this is if we're, one day I was walking through the park and all of a sudden I realized nobody could see me in front and I stepped into another dimension. It's just like walking into a dimension. And I saw it just to test, I'm jumping up and down in front of the people and doing all these things. And before I knew it, I thought I had to go meet someone. So I thought, how am I going to get out of this dimension? And when we actually come in contact, we'll be in a higher dimension collectively to some degree. Some will be more so than others, be more immersed in that, and the reason for that is so that they can help prepare people in case it's a bit unnerving. You know how sometimes people say, wow, I had this wild dream and I just don't understand it, it was so vivid or something like that, and sometimes they just popped into something. And as opposed to just a dream. And so when they actually have that, you'll have the frequencies and the energies around that. That's why we're going to have so much healing for Earth and for humans and, well, for everyone. Because we'll be using energy medicine as opposed to other medicines. And some of the people that people didn't think were Now, they wouldn't think of them as quote-unquote aliens. They are going to realize that some of their leaders. And one person that comes to my mind is Sai Baba. And one time I was having a nap, and then I saw this man with his hair floating beside my bed. And I thought, what's that? You know, these messages just pop up all of a sudden. And he keeps talking, but he wasn't talking English, and he wasn't speaking Hindi or anything like that. And I thought, okay, what is this? And so a friend of mine was there, a pundit, and I called him. I said, this person keeps coming back, and there's dust all over my place. And apparently it's something called Vibhuti. I didn't know at the time. Anyway, he explained to me that it was Sai Baba, and I had never seen this man before. And then a couple of days later, I saw him actually, I could smell this Omri, this Vibhuti, this stuff all over my body. And then all of a sudden I was on the ship, and I'm standing there, and there was Sai Baba in a red long tunic. And normally he used to be in an orange one. So I have a feeling I don't think people have died. A lot of people that people think have died, they're just sort of, you know, in between right now. Waiting for more people for the earth to just pull this all together. People are ready for peace. It's sort of like we're going to move into an era and a time of loving. Not like we think to go love. We don't think to go give a hug. It's just part of our being. And that's different. People think, oh, I should send a card, or I, you know, like for someone's birthday, or I should do this. There won't be that gap between the doing and the thinking. That the heart will just go to it. And that will be part of that dimension and part of those energies. So the energies themselves will support the experiences for the people that aren't awake, you know. So I think it will be easier than people realize. And the integration is already there. That's what I was saying. If you're a bird watcher and all of a sudden you notice all these birds, you realize those birds were always there. They're blue jays and, you know, your robins and everything, right? So in the same way, everything, all these other beings are there.
That's beautiful. We just, you know, as a human population of this planet, as one people, because the energy, as you were saying, the energies are increasing in love potential. Or in love ingredients, you know, the particles that are coming from the central sun, the galactic central sun, they are influencing our vibration.
And the photon belt has a photon very powerful belt.
Yeah, that's also helping. But and you know, I must tell you that I would be so happy. When this is all going to take place, you know, this loving society with no war and no greed, and contact with those beings from the Pleiades and Orion and Andromeda, because
and a lot of people will realize, they'll remember their other lifetimes, and they will remember, oh, I was on Lyra, or I was on Sirius, or, you know, and it'll be very easy, and the Agarthans, you know, they're very sweet, and, you know, and gentle beings, and it's just, the thing is that we're already in it, you know? You know, like when a child is growing, we don't notice that child is growing, all of a sudden that child goes, wow, we haven't seen them for a while, and we say, oh, you've grown so much. This is what we are doing, as humanity is going through an actual, we're in it, we're so in it, we don't see it right now, and then all of a sudden, we're literally dissolving the veils that prevent us from seeing and experiencing and having all of this. We're dissolving these veils by every step of love. Every step of love matters. Every being out there, you know, I saw a little grasshopper in the bucket, help him out, he fell in there, or give the squirrels some treats or whatever. You know, I'm lucky, I'm sitting in the boreal forest in the center of Canada. And we're setting up a light center here, so because we're geographically right in the center. And I used to give this in lectures a long, long time ago. And then I met someone, and that person, I thought they were from Vancouver, and it turns out they were right from here. And there's crystal everywhere, and I mean, it's absolutely divine. And so that a beacon of light can go for North America, and there will be these centers of light all over the planet to help stabilize, maintain, increase, and utilize the light towards healing for lands, for animals, for, you know, everything. It's just a beautiful new era that is upon us. And just that time, like I was saying at the beginning, before we give birth, there's this time of silence, or it seems like nothing's happened. The mother sometimes can get a little cranky because she's impatient. She's so ready to go with it. But my own personal experiences, just walking around, all of a sudden, I'm walking in and out of dimensions all the time now. And that tells me that everybody's doing wonderful work with love and their light. And just be kind, patient. Kindness goes a long way, you know? And that's something people can understand, and it doesn't sort of cross boundaries. And then gradually that wave of kindness will spread, and they'll go, you watch, they'll go do some act of kindness too, you know? It'll just keep spreading. And that's what we need, is those waves of love, so it becomes like a cosmic party, but it's a party that we create, not the government making an announcement, not beings and Galactic Federation members. They can't do that. We have to rise to our time now. It's the way we get admitted. We get to rise into our higher dimensions. They're already part of us. We exist on those dimensions, but we want to be present in those dimensions. And sharing the knowledge, it's very exciting, actually. And music and art, and around here we call this place Arco Sanctum, Arco meaning root and sanctum holy. And so it's a very grounded, you know, sort of aspect to ground the light, you know, for North America in particular. And my students in India and everywhere are very upset that I didn't go to the ashram there that was offered in the Himalayas, but it was so needed here. And I feel very blessed to be here. And one day I was just down at the, working at the entrance, and all of a sudden I looked up, and I thought it was fog at first. And there was light coming in from every 360 degrees, just moving towards me gradually. And some people came up to pick up some eggs, and I said, I have to sit down. I was already sitting on a boulder, but I slid right to the ground. And the light just went right into all the cells of my body and filled in. So, and then a few minutes later, it started to lift, and all of a sudden it was instantly gone. And I looked, and the leaves and the trees and the sky had, the colors were so vivid, and there was this incredible merging, as if I could see my hand suspended in a timelessness. And I was so, it was such a beautiful gift. And when I came back up to the house, and then just sitting, and when it was time to meditate, the light was coming again like that, and just filling every possible corner of the universe, you know, at that moment. And it just kept happening. And so then other things followed. So people may get a download of light like that. And I must admit, I initially had a little thought, oh, am I actually leaving? Did I get everything done or something? And in fact, it was so beautiful. And as soon as the light came closer, then I just let it fill the body. I mean, the cells in my blood felt like they were just sparkling universes. It was so amazing. And so, it's really it's okay to allow these experiences. And when people have them, to just take a breath, let the heart be there, be present. You know, it's a gift. It's a gift. There's lots of gifts happening, more so than people realize. Even when we're breaking up with people, or we shift residences, or we lose our home, you know, due to the economics and things like that, these things are necessary for us to grow in some direction, in some way. We're not more because we let that, you know, we don't have that weight around us or something like that. We just simply are given that so that we can grow. It actually has nothing to do with the house or the person or the things or any of the concerns. And in fact, the economics, we should see Nisara. I do believe there, I can feel it manifesting, trying to just come through the how do I say this? Through the veil. It's there. It's there beautiful. For everybody.
You know what I'm happy with, Solar Lotus, is that making radio becomes interesting when people like yourself can share their story that is untold yet, mm-hmm. and that has the same amount of wisdom and depth than all the great channels and all the great, you know, mm-hmm. famous people like Stephen Greer, who are all over. Mm-hmm. But the latest few months, since I started back doing radio on BBS, I decided to let people tell their story that are on the background and that have very interesting experiences, and I think that when we can get the audience informed about people like yourself, we can create more awareness, and so I'm very happy that you are a great example of this, and I'm very happy with the things that you share. It's great. It's wonderful.
There's one more area I just wanted to mention quickly. Thank you, Martin, though, and that is the inner Earth people, the beings that have been there for ages and ages and ages inside Earth, and one time I was with some clients in Oregon, actually, and I saw one area, we were checking a mountain, it was going to be a resort and different things, and I said that area of the land there is sunken a bit, it's a bit, that's not natural, and I said I feel this energy coming from there, and so the guide grabs me, and I'm in high heels, and all the other participants that were there to about whether they were going to invest in this mountain, we go heading down the mountain. And as we pass, there's people that had put crystals out in a few little sort of camping areas and continued down. This was quite a large mountain. It was near Hood River. And there was an area, and all of a sudden I just froze because it's like a door opened into the forest. Not in the forest itself, but the actual reality opened. And there were beings standing there that were just light. They were just full of light. And the guy that took us down the mountain was jumping up and down. He said, "You're doing it too. You can see them." And 2 weeks before that, he'd been there with Steven Seagal and the Dalai Lama. And they had seen them as well. So it was very interesting. And I felt the energy. And I've come across that energy many, many times. So sometimes we think we're looking to the skies when they're also, we can look, we can have some awareness around right within Earth itself. You know, because they are out and about. It's just something we don't.
I know that they will play a very important part in first contact, with the mass landings, because they will interact with us, the Earth human beings, and with the collective human beings. They will be kind of intermediaries because they have been so long connected to this planet.
Exactly, and I felt them heal, do a huge healing on my body. It was amazing when I got up in the morning after having tromped back up with my broken heels and everything back up the mountain. And it was very, very sweet. It had gotten dark by then. It was just amazing. So, but it, well worth it, right? You know, it's just, it wasn't, he never said anything. He didn't say anything ahead of time. He just wanted to be there. And I have seen them subsequently. It's very nice. Very nice indeed. But the healing that can happen and that does happen, I think, again, it's to do with the frequencies, because for them to be in contact, they need us to be healed as well. So if there's some little thing here or there or some balancing that's really good, then they just help facilitate that. I don't think it's more like, oh, I'm going to go, if, you know, if they were one of the beings that I'm going to go heal that person. It's more, it just happens as a result of all the energies coming together. But I think we are going to, there's that push. We're going to see more, I don't want to say official first contact, because I want to say the unveiling of what already is in contact. That's perhaps, because that's really what we have. We have masters all over this planet helping to put things like Nasara and, you know, the oneness issues together and things like that to help people. That's why I have a group, Bridge of Oneness. I've had it there for 10 years. And so I've heard from lightworkers, you know, for 10 years about different things. And I can appreciate what you mean by hearing all the stories.
Yeah, it's interesting because there is already contact, of course, and what you're saying is that everything has to reveal itself slowly. And
But people have an idea if they can be a little more open to the variety of beings. Yes, there's different grades. Yeah, they're, you know, I've seen some of the Lizzies, and they do a transformation. That's a little bit tenser energy, but that's all being transmuted with, again, this rise and this dimensional change for Earth itself. Earth itself is experiencing exactly what we're experiencing. And so it needs our calmness, our love, our compassion. It needs us to be more aware and more self-sustaining, not having the packaged food. Part of Arco Sanctum, we have a bee sanctuary. We planted lots of bee perennials and things like that. Everybody could plant perennials for bees and help them regain their tremendous role, you know, on Earth. And,
Yeah, we have so much to look forward to, in fact. And
But I think it's sooner than not, you know? You're going to... I do. I think... But it really, the reality has to come not from the videos and all the different things and all that stuff. It has to come from humans, communities coming together, celebrating. Tonight I'm going to, at the Community Arts Hub, I'm going to a potluck to celebrate the harvest and music and artists and, you know, this is very good, you know. It's like you have to support these things because it congeals, you know, that we love this earth and we're celebrating and honoring and treasuring, you know, life itself. That's part of the problem. If you look back at the history of humanity, it hasn't shown that it treasured, it has not shown that it treasured life. And the one thing that I have not shared also, that I will share right now though, is that I can remember coming here, even when I was 1 year old, I can remember coming, and I told my father about it, like as I got a little bit older, coming here to Earth, and I remember laying in this pod type thing, and their computers weren't even out there yet. We had key punching and things like that in the early 50s, and this would have been in the very early 50s, like 53. I remember coming, and I was holding the screen and reading, but the writing was like a mixture of Hebrew, Sanskrit, a whole bunch of things. It wasn't like anything I remembered seeing ever on Earth. And so I ended up studying many languages, trying to find my language again. And then when I had a look at the Keys of Enoch, and that made me smile. And that was way, way later. So... But the energies, and people may find as they awaken, they'll start remembering their roots or the more of who they truly are. And I think they'll be very surprised.
Yes, including myself, I'll be very surprised.
And you know, one last quick thing is to not focus on the people like the cabals and the Illuminati and the, all these things. You know, it's like they're doing a job just to try to, they're just doing a nasty little job that they agreed to try to get everybody to wake up and to say, wait a minute, that's not okay. And there's a lot of not okays that have gone on, that's for sure. But that was their job to do that. And granted, that's sort of over, but, and they're just trying hard. It's a bit harder for them to gear down and get out of that, that mode. Just like it's hard for people to get away from their TVs and go for walks and share time with their families and be loving and release time. That's another big one. Release time. The need for dates, times, all of this. Those dimensions are not bound by time. But the opening is, they're waiting for us to, there are more optimal times for all of this to happen. And now would be nice. That's why I came on today.
Yeah. Yeah, I think also divinely decreed that you came on the show today to share your news. Because what I think is that by doing this interview, you are not only sharing information with words, but also with energy that is somehow spreading through the internet. How about it?
That's beautiful. And may it may be hundreds of billions of times, trillions of times more even come then to everyone. So that they're so full, you know, with the love and knowing that this is, it's all good. It really is. It's so hard after such a long journey of so many lifetimes of forgetting. And it's just so worth this. It really is. And just pull off of the logistics, you know, that it comes down to this definitive thing that we have just this official contact. Make official contact the contact you make with your heart and with every human being you meet, with every animal, with every flower, with everything. That makes that your first contact. And then the rest of the veils will melt away and you'll see that everything was already there.
Yeah, that's so beautiful, you know, to see a flower or an animal. If you open your heart to a flower or a plant and you feel the wisdom from the love and the life flowing through it, the life force energy, it's so sacred, it's so touching, you know, so beautiful to be in contact with it. Well, but first we need to make contact with ourselves, you know, to remember who we are.
Exactly. And within that, as that contact goes deeper with everything that's in the universe, then what happens is we have knowingness. And that is like, someone will ask me and say, well, maybe I'll just take this plant down because it doesn't seem to be doing much. I say, oh no, that plant's going to do so well and give you so much vegetable, you know? And they say, how do you know that? And sure enough, then it will happen. And they don't, or knowing when the weather comes and knowing what weather will be there. All this is already, we don't need the weather channel, but the more we're in contact and the more we allow that opening to be there, then not just that happens, but then all the other stuff comes to, you know? And we literally can know that. And just like knowing what's going on inside the body or inside a plant and sharing the bliss of a flower. Do you know a flower blisses when you look at it and you smile and you smell it? That's its purpose is to give you color and joy, and it blisses when you appreciate and love it. It's incredible, you know.
Yes, it is. It is. And opening our hearts, because I think our heart center, our heart chakra, is also a portal through higher dimensions, because this is what we feel, what we are, and it's very, I think we exit through when we die, or when we go to the next level of existence, you know, the heavens or the astral planes or, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that when we are in real contact with ourselves, with our soul, we can feel the beauty of all life, and when we, you know, in the future, after first contact, we can heal this planet and all life on it to bring it back to its pristine condition, and that will also create a lot of joy for all creation, for all life.
Mm-hmm. The frequency itself will do a large part of the healing, that sort of thing, but knowing the soul, like you say, and also being open to the fact that you also have thousands of what I would call realities or matrices that express who you are. In other words, right now you look like Martin Horn, And then, but in another dimension, you may have a slightly different look, and then other looks. And so sometimes, sometimes then when we realize that even our soul could be the shape of a Merkaba, you know, and it can be traveling, doing the time traveling. And so we will not just, as we awaken to not just through that contact with everything, we actually awaken within ourselves as well. And that means awakening not just knowingness, but potential. And that potential of traveling throughout the universes and, you know, forward and back in what we perceive as time. And like that. So this first contact in my heart of hearts is with everything. And when we do that, then we're going to have the rest of it and the party, the cosmic party.
Yeah, it will be so beautiful. It'll be, you know, I have had, I try to imagine the outer rim, you know, the far edges of the universe, where we can travel in an instant with the technology of the galactics. And there's so much to discover, so much to see, so many beautiful planets, because creation is limitless.
Well, already they're saying that there's snow on Mars and things like that. I can remember some time on Mars and different other areas, not so much in this solar system, but I think people are going to they're going to take an exponential jump. It's not like the linear jump, you know, movement we've done in our evolution. This is a completely new paradigm experience, and so there isn't like an. There isn't really even as much an adjustment, because the air, the energy, everything around you will have that frequency. And so you're already, that which you become and awaken to is already in your entire environment and all around you. So it's a lot easier than it would seem. It just takes enough of us to share love, share light, share kindness, compassion, understanding, even the bad guys, even the bad stuff, send them light. Sounds funny, but, you know, Maharishi used to say, Mahashyogi said once, you know, when you're a Siddha, the beings will come to visit. That's rather an understatement, but they do. And he said, if something comes that isn't full of this light and love or something like that, then we just put a lot of sweet love on that, and it just dissolves. It just dissolves. And so we don't need the guns and all these things that people think for their because the fear is so intense, and so we just put love. And we can put love for that person that has the gun, or we put love on their fear that's within them, and we don't even have to say anything to those people.
Love is the most healing energy in the universe.
Mm-hmm.
And the opposite of love is not hate, but it's fear, because fear is deeper than hate. And, you know... maybe you can share with us for 1 minute what I haven't asked or what didn't come up, because we have to sign out in 1 minute. So please give the listeners your blessings. And
okay, so you're always blessings, always. And bless everyone that you have, even silently in your mind, in your heart. Just think, oh, that person, bless them. And then probably three things maybe that are the hallmarks of being a good member of the Galactic Federation, and that is the love, you know, being of love, and then being of service. And that means without glory, without anything, expectations, nothing, just be of service. And allowing all the changes and the gifts. The universe will always gift you. It may not seem like it at the time, but it is always ever loving you and gifting. And it's our turn now to do this as well. And I think you'll be surprised if you increase your level of love, then some more good things will just keep coming and coming. We will see a wave. I've seen it already. Long, long time ago, this wave will just sweep around the world. And people will just have tears in their eyes of joy. And the healing. They will forget the past very quickly, and we'll begin to build something quite wondrous. And the universe has been very grateful that we went through this test, and now we just need to take the final human steps to awaken this planet and make first contact with each other and with the entire of Earth, everything on Earth and around Earth and in the universe. Thank you, Martin, for having me.
Yes. Thank you, Solar Lotus. How can people contact you? Via solarlotus@gmail.com, right?
Right. Or on Facebook.
Yes.
Or, anywhere like that. Anywhere is fine. Solar Lotus pretty well anywhere will get me.
Yes. Namaste, Solar Lotus. Thank you. And I'll be back next week with another guest. Namaste.
Namaste.